Horror Stories Podcast. Hey everybody, Lawrence Simon here. How you doing? Doing okay? Yeah? Our kitchen flooded. Dishwasher had a hose that, well, it's a new dishwasher, and it, there was a bad hose. They misconnected it, and, whatever. I'm here in the other room now, recording this, so, welcome to the Weekly Challenge 235, where I post the topic, and then challenge you to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. The topic this week was cabbage. So let's just get a move on and hear the first story, and that's by Stephen the Nuclear Man. Say it just like that. Stephen the Nuclear Man. I bet you can't resist saying that over and over again. When someone shakes your hand, it's like, what's your name? And you're going to get all flustered. What's my name? Hold on. Wait, I can't reach for my wallet. I'm going to look funny. Oh, I know. Hi, I'm Stephen the Nuclear Man. You will get the job. You will get the date. You will get the girl. You'll get everything. I mean, Stephen does.
The cabbages gained sentience on a Thursday. They conquered the earth by Saturday. Some humans simply went mad, unable to deal with the vegetable voices in the supermarkets, in their stomachs. Other humans required more emphatic persuasion to submit. A cabbage moving at high speed suffers little damage when impacting a human skull. The skull is not so lucky. That Sunday, mass funerals were held for the victims of coleslaw violence outside of every KFC. All countries, led by cabbage rulers, declared peace. At least the world was finally in harmony. Until the next Thursday, when the rutabagas started talking.
God, that's so scary, Steven. This could be Halloween already. Dude, you gotta submit that one to the Drabblecast. You really do. That's good. Oh, I'm not, you know, trying to skew the vote or anything. That's good. Oh, the vote, right. That's at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's pages that they gave me. Few people did this week. You know, it's like everyone's like, oh, I don't have a page. I have a cat. I have a dolly. I got new shoes. No, they don't have pages. Pages are so passe. It's all about Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. And no one wants to give out their real names. Not even me, Lawrence Simon. So, but don't go to that voting page just yet because, one, you're still driving, and two, we're not done yet. We got a lot of stories to go. Yeah, I know. Hunker down. It's going to be a while. So, thank you, Stephen. And next up comes A.M. Early. You know, A.M. found that vital piece of equipment necessary for podcasting? That's right. A microphone. Cool. Oh, well, let's hear what A.M. sounds like.
Cabbage, beer, and bratwurst combined to make my dad's favorite meal. He ate it almost every day. Oh, sure, it tasted good. Mom added carrots, onions, and garlic. However, I learned early on that I never wanted to sit in the same room with him for the rest of the night. I found staying in my room was my best option, better when I stuffed a towel under the door. So I was stuck doing my homework or reading the Encyclopedia Britannica. Maybe that's how I ended up before all you nice people as valedictorian of Elmwood High.
Yay! Cabbage is brain food. Sorta. Kinda. In a back-ended way. Oh, thank you, A.M. And it's nice to hear you. Remember, you can either send in your stories recorded or not, leaving it to the midget. Speaking of which, the midget's going to have to record this story from an anonymous source. Yeah, not only do they not have a microphone, well, they do, I know them. They do have a microphone. They're just too cowardly to record their own voice. They might get recognized. It has nothing to do with them being recognized or having a big ego. They're just lazy. So here they are, anonymous, with their story.
I know everyone poops, and every creature God created poops, but why don't people clean up after their dogs? Before work today, I had to roll out the garbage can in the back of the house around two other townhouses. I was dressed for work, and guess what? Yep, I stepped in it. It was fresh and stinky, and I guess hiding in a pile of leaves, because I didn't see it. Since doggies don't have opposable thumbs, their owners need to shovel up after them. Maybe I'll go scrape my shoes on their front steps. Think they'll get the hint?
I'm not sure what that has to do with cabbage, but I'm sure somewhere it does. Thank you, Anonymous, and please, write more stories. Just don't, what? What is it? Bruin liked it. He's like, why aren't you recording this on the sofa in the morning? What are you doing in here? He jumps on a packed-away day bed, and he's like, he's giving me the cold shoulder. Oh, well. Little opinion from Bruin as I get this recorded. Next up is, well, Catwood. Let's hear what Catwood... this might be an epic novel. Hold on. I'm trying to scroll down all of it. Oh, wait, it's this really big font. Okay, here's Catwood.
It's a little-known fact that dragons love cabbage, which was the root cause of the first dragon attack. The survivors told everyone that they were attacked for no reason by bloodthirsty monsters. That makes a much better story than, we were attacked because we wouldn't hold up our end of a cabbage trade agreement or return the payment that we took. This, of course, led to an all-out war. Now, the few remaining humans hide as well as they can to avoid being dragged off to grow cabbage. We would do it ourselves, but dragons are notoriously bad farmers.
Ha ha ha! Thank you, Catwood. And as we all know, not only are dragons notoriously bad farmers, but they're really, really bad at Farmville. They're the ones in the middle of blank plots, tornadoes have hit their farmhouses, rabbits have stolen all their carrots, and... Well, they don't eat carrots, they eat cabbage. They try to plant, but they wind up with carrots. I don't know why, can't they read? I mean, is the writing too small in those little packets of seeds? I mean, you would think if you're a farmer, you would get big bags of seeds, or maybe a bucket, but I don't know. Once again, thank you, Catwood, and now we know the dragon's perspective. As for the cat perspective, you still gonna stare out there? I posted up a YouTube movie of Bruin walking on the fence, so as you can see, he's... I think his walking is fine now. He still has some grumpy moments, but he's doing better. So, that's all that matters. I'm sure he'll forget all of that and get run over by a truck or something dumb. Yeah, we're going to have to put you on a leash. Or better yet, put a rocket pack on you. Oh, sorry. Next up is TJ. Speaking of rocket packs, you know it only takes 15 minutes to rocket pack from one end of North Dakota to the other. And that's from east to west. From north to south, it's only 10. Although, you'll either wind up in Canada or you'll wind up in South Dakota, two enemy territories. So, here we go with TJ.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where we are having some glorious fall weather, and this is Charles Babbage. Charles Babbage hated cabbage. He built up a machine, a differential engine to analyze cuisine. From all the world over, Hungarian and Russian, French, Greek, and Korean, Romanian, and Prussian. Fed he into one end, machinery would clatter, analysis commenced on texture, chemistry, and matter. If cabbage found he none, the meal would ensue. even though the end result resembled that of goo. If cabbage was detected, the machine let out a blast that, thus avoiding, Chuddles did not pass along as gas. Cabbage free, his home took on a positiver air. Tranquil domesticity is all shall find you there. Bermashave.
And now we know the truth about the Babbage engine and why, you know, it's so difficult to construct. It all has to do with cabbage. Not that green stuff, you know, money, actual cabbage. I never knew. Just history. You learn more about history here than History According to Bob, I'll tell you that. Professor Bob Packett, no, really. Truly, this is the source of history. Thank you, TJ. Next up is Tom. He sent in a story last week to be played during the week, and so when do I play it? Saturday, when I get around to it, because I'm a lazy ass. You know, I don't do my morning pages until it's time to go to sleep. That's how lazy I am. I don't get anything done. I don't get anything done these days. You know, my daily walks happen once a month. No, actually, when I'm done here, I'm going to go on a 8-mile hike. I've got the iPhone synced and everything ready, and my right hip is killing me, but screw that, I'm going for a walk. Isn't that right, Boo? He's just sitting there staring out the window. He does not give a damn what I think. I did the litter boxes yesterday, so I will do them again today, alright? I'm going to try doing them daily. I know every other day kind of sucks. It's supposed to be every day, especially when there's as many butts as you guys have. Alright, so here we go with Tom, and that's your litter box update for the day.
Hello, Night People. Tom here with a challenge milestone. This week, the challenge reaches 250,000 words. If you laid each word end to end, it would stretch out for nearly 2 miles. If you listened to each story in a row, it would take a full 40-hour work week. Keep them coming. Tonight's story is entitled Potato. A little-known fact about the Irish potato famine was the effect of the baby zombies, an army of Cabbage Patch children, not the ugly toys from the 80s, but truly ugly little walking dead. At night, you could hear their mournful, cannibalistic cries. Spuds! Spuds! Damn near ate everything in Erie. Some enterprising souls took to capturing cabbages or their pots of lead. All that leaded crystal made those who survived quite well-to-do. In remembrance of their deliverance, Irish boil the cabbage, and if they could get their hands on Elizabeth Windsor, they'd boil her too.
Folks, we have ourselves a new ringtone. Okay. Well, I've been thinking about this for a while, and I've decided that the 100 Word Stories podcast needs an official ringtone, and when I get around to it, and we all know how quickly I get around to new ideas, so next year at some point I will post a clip of Tom saying spuds, because I think that truly embodies the spirit of the weekly challenge. You know, all this time I should have been just grabbing snippets and just, you know, the ringtone of the week. Thank you, Tom. I needed that. Alright, so, who's next? Zach Mann, and he has two stories, not just one. One would not be enough. We need two of Zach Mann, because he fills all of our Zach Mann needs for the week. I mean, we hear them on Sundays or whenever, you know, you listen to this. And that's a whole week before we hear from him again. And we need that imagination. We need as much imagination and experience in art estates and all that crap from that book. Yeah, oh God, if Skylar hears this, you just... Yeah, I know. I haven't read the chapter yet. You're supposed to read a chapter a week, so you read it last minute. This is a class, right? You wait till last minute. And then you're like, oh, I was supposed to be doing this all week. Oh, crap. And then you rush it out and you're faking it. Yeah, I've been doing my morning pages. Actually, I did my morning pages before I fired up the laptop. So, there you go. I'm not going to show you. They're not supposed to be shown to anyone. And if, like, a later chapter says, okay, haha, remember when we said don't show anyone so we could catch you liars, we're going to make you show someone? No. I'm not going to show them. They're mine. They're mine. I say rude, naughty things. I draw things in the margins of your mother. So here we go with Zach Man.
I hated to move because I really miss my friend named Kim Chi. Every week I would have supper with her and she loved to cook. She made what she called hamburgers with canned ham patties and eggs served on an English muffin. I thought it more of a breakfast, but sometimes we had lunch at night and our breakfast for supper. She always had rice and very spicy vegetables. My favorite thing she made was a sort of pickled salad with Napa cabbage, daikon, radishes, and lots of spice. But I can't remember what it's called.
I can't remember either, Zach, man. I'm not sure. Pickled something. Anyway, let's move on to the next story, and maybe I'll think about it offline. So here we go. Story number two from Zach, man.
Please come with me and take that basket, because the Monroes gave me permission to pick some produce from their garden. They are also friends of Mr. Howe's, who my wife promised to make some fresh lumpia. Watch out for the holes and don't pick any white vegetables that shouldn't be white. Did I mention the Monroes have a vegetarian vampire rabbit? No, he is totally harmless and sleeps inside the house until dusk. Benicula only eats, or rather only drinks, vegetables. Those white cabbages look pretty creepy after Benicula sucks the life out of them.
Thank you, Zach Man. Vampire bunnies. I like the idea. I like the idea of a vegetarian vampire rabbit because it would not suck the blood out of me. Ha ha, you could pet it and would be like, ah, you're not going to suck the blood out of me. Unless you're a carrot. Then it would be on you and drink your carrot juice and you'd be left all zombie-like. As opposed to right now, which you're zombie-like before you've had your coffee. So I'm going to put some coffee on right now and we're going to hear from Ted. Ted? Yes, Ted. It's a different Ted. You'll see. So here we go with Ted.
Roll the cabbage! Roll the cabbage! It had been an annual tradition, as Henry could remember, and was one he truly hated. Every summer, the children hunted out the cabbage, hiding in the back of some closet, and carried the cabbage to the hill. They rolled the cabbage down the slope, sometimes hitting the cabbage with sticks and tumbling after the cabbage. Someone always got hurt, usually Henry. Jesus, I hate those bastards, thought Henry, just before vomiting and blacking out at the bottom of the hill. It's such a stupid nickname, too. Why can't they just call me Fatso? Her father was an art historian, too. Name the three Greek architectural styles, he challenged. Young Helen racked her brain. The plain columns are Doric, the scroll Ionic, the leaves, Corinthian. See, for cabbage, Corinthian, okay? He died after she defended her dissertation on Roman temple carvings. She met Peter while in Greece for her first sabbatical. Dinner with his family. Mom does most of the cooking, but Papa is very proud of his regional specialties. The plate comes out. Steaming leaves, overflowing with meat and rice. Corinthian stuffed cabbage. They smell fantastic. And she begins to cry.
Thank you, Ted. And I know that you sent in some directions for the midget to follow, and I hope he got close enough to those for your satisfaction. So sometimes people send stage directions, and, you know, it's hard for the midget to take directions sometimes. I mean, he is, after all, a little perverted, but I think he came close. Kinda. Let's move on to Norval Joe. Norval Joe comes to us from Flying Island Press and other stuff. So here's Norval Joe and his stories. Story. No, he doesn't have two. He only has one. What made you think he has two? Oh, you're so drunk that you... Oh. Here's Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 235 with the prompt of cabbage. I grew up down south around Bakersfield. My family was so poor, we lived in the same cardboard box. It was good we lived in Bakersfield, because it don't get really cold there and rain very much. My cousin lived with us too. He had a big old head that looked like a cabbage, so we just called him Cabbage. His hair was green. Maybe he didn't like being called that, 'cause he up and disappeared one day. Times got really hard, and we didn't have much food. Funny, for a long time all we ever ate was cabbage soup. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. How's that Flying Island Press going? You got an app and all that other stuff. Do we need an app for this podcast? Or is it just good enough that people can sync up through iTunes and all that crap? I want to be able to vote while I'm walking around. God. Is it so hard to just log in every once in a while and vote? The most votes anyone got last week was 3. 3? You people don't want to vote. And yet, this is the most important election in a long time coming up. It's Tea Partiers versus Socialists. What a choice, huh? Me? I voted for the cabbage. And speaking of cabbage, one last story for the week. Planet Z.
Sure, they were cute when they were young. But Cabbage Patch Kids don't stay kids forever. They grew up and became the Cabbage Patch Teens, and soon after, the lost and confused Generation Cabbage. Imagine trying to get a driver's license, and all you have as documentation is a fake birth certificate from some toy company. You can't get Social Security cards with that either, so you can't get a real job. Day laborers, prostitutes, drug addicts. Now when you see them by the side of the road begging for food, once you loved them, but you grew up too.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories about cabbage. Now, if you had a hard time understanding the stories, the text for each story is in the show notes, podcastingnotesforthecrap.com. Also, there's a poll on that site to some stuff. Learn more about them. Send them to CabbageMatch.com. The music in the background is by Guy David. You can hear it. And then the typewriting. What's a typewriter? Yes. You ever heard of a typewriter? Oh, they're these marvelous things they used to. I mean, they were installed in every flying car. I've set up a lot of stories and on Twitter that I never use for anything except for hey, there's a new weekly challenge out, which in the next topic, which we can get through the podcast, so I don't know why I am. Maybe it's just mistakes or something. Thank you all for sending your stories, especially those who recorded them so we didn't have to wake up and next week's topic is going to be Halloween, because every time that there's a holiday, skewed and biased with the holidays I make. I mean, I never make Saints Women's Day. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.